This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Switz. Yesterday I was talking about this huge topic, the meaning of life. It was Bertrand Russell who said, unless you assume a God, the question and the purpose of your life is meaningless. But the amazing thing, and I said this yesterday, it's never too late to discover God. Every plant, for example, every animal has a purpose. And why shouldn't you have a purpose? God has a purpose for your life. So not only that, but do you know you are planned for God's pleasure, because God wants you to know him and love him, and everything else is secondary to that. There's a word for expressing love to God, and that word is worship. Worship is expressing your love to God. And worship is more than just going to a nice church service on a Sunday. It's everything you do that brings pleasure to God. In fact, your whole life can be a life of worship. As I said, it's more than just going to church once a week. You were formed to be part of God's family because God wants you to love him and to have fellowship with other people who feel and believe the same. And we're part of God's family. One of the most misunderstood ideas about the Christian life is that it's just a matter of believing. But God says, no, you're not just believers, but you are belongers. You know what it means to belong to a family. Most of us want to be part of a family. You can belong to the family of God. In fact, the words one another, those two words one another, in the Bible are used 58 times in the New Testament. Love one another. Pray for one another, encourage one another, and so on. God wants you to care for other people. That's why Christians are asked to care for other people. Enjoying God's family. You were created to be like Jesus. That's the amazing thing. And that's about discipleship. God made you to transform you into the likeness of his son. Do you know that God is far more interested in what you are than in what you do? And people say, what's God's will for my life in my job or my career? Well, you could probably have a dozen different careers and God would say, that's fine. But God is more interested, I feel, in your character. And I'll tell you why. You're not taking your career into eternity, but you are taking your character. And so you were shaped for a reason. You were born for a reason. God made you to serve him. And we introduce that word ministry. The Bible is quite clear that every Christian is a minister. I'm not talking about those of us who are in the ministry as a clergyman. Every Christian is a minister. You can serve God. You can serve other people. The Bible says that God wired you in a certain way for a purpose. So you were put on this earth and you were made for a mission. And that's very exciting. It was the Apostle Paul. He was extremely passionate on this. He says in Acts 20, verse 24, the most important thing is that I complete my mission, the work that the Lord Jesus Christ gave me. That's what he said. And his work, his mission, was to tell people the good news about God's grace. There's a word for fulfilling my mission. It's called evangelism, sharing the good news. The Bible says that David served God's purpose in his own generation. Isn't it wonderful? Wouldn't it be great to come to the end of your life and for your tombstone to say, you served God's purpose in your generation? Wonderful. So what is the one thing that God wants you to do with your life? Well, you have to find it out. In the classic book, The Lord of the Rings, J.R. Tolkien wrote a poem that included, not all who wander are lost. And that's true. Even though you feel like you're wandering around, you haven't found a purpose in your life, it doesn't mean you're lost. You can regain your sense of purpose. Don't be in despair. Pray. Go to God, because the scripture says, if you lack wisdom, you don't know quite what to do, ask God, because he gives generously to all without reproach. And that's incredibly good news. So have a look at God's word. The psalmist, Psalm 119, says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path, and the Bible will teach you how to live. Thank you, Heavenly Father. The meaning of life, it is a huge topic. Thank you that you've given me a mission. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.